From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Blast, the Shy Firework.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Job, everyone!
Shouted Glow. Beautiful work, said Aunt Dazzle.
Now get ready, Blast. Your turn is coming up.
Blast's dad, Boom, shouted out for his son to join him in the sky. Today was the final rehearsal for the New Year's Eve Sky Spectacular. Blast and all the other fireworks were set to perform at the grand finale. But when his dad called his name, Blast didn't budge. Blast came from a long line of fireworks that were impressive and confident and loud. They all loved showing off their beauty and skills in the sky. Blast was the baby of the family and, unlike everyone else, extremely shy.
Your turn, Aunt Dazzle, said Boom.
Aunt Dazzle flew up into the air and illuminated everything around them. It was almost time for Blast to end the show with his special routine, a routine that he had never managed to perform in front of anyone. And in the world of fireworks, it didn't matter how cool or funny you were if you couldn't burst into color in front of an audience. This year, Blast was determined to perform and prove to his family that he was like the rest of them. He'd been practicing nonstop for weeks, and he knew every last move by heart.
Let's go, Glow, said Boom.
Blast's sister, Glow, tossed herself as high as possible before twirling and shimmering down to the ground. Glow was a spectacular performer. She never seemed to get nervous or mess up. Now it was Blast's turn.
You got this, Blast,
shouted Glow. Blast's entire family watched from the ground as he made his way up to the sky. They clapped and cheered, hoping their encouragement would help him. But it only made him more nervous. Everyone was waiting to see if, for the first time ever, he was able to do his tricks and finish the show. As Blast climbed higher and higher, he began to feel nauseous. What if I get up there and I can't do it? He began to wonder. His family and friends continued to yell his name joyously from down below. Blast had reached his position. All he had to do now was a few twists, some big explosions of sparkles, and one loud bang. Then he would be a real firework. Everyone fell silent, holding their breaths to see what would happen. They waited and waited, but Blast just floated there. He couldn't do it. He was too shy. After trying to work up the courage for what felt like forever, Blast floated back down to the ground.
It's okay, buddy. Maybe next year,
said Boom.
Don't worry about it, Blast. No biggie,
Glow reassured him. But Blast was worried about it. His shyness was ruining his chance to participate in an important firework tradition. New Year's Eve was a time to celebrate and be together. Instead, Blast always felt like he was watching from the sidelines.
Let's go get some dinner, son.
Blast's dad waved him inside.
I was
thinking about going for a walk. Is that okay?
Boom nodded, smiled, and followed the rest of the fireworks into the house to have a feast in honor of tomorrow's show. Blast headed down the street to clear his head. He felt like a failure. Like there was no one in the world who could understand. Suddenly he heard something. Blast hovered quickly down the sidewalk to see what was going on. A small, blue plane was sitting on the side of the street. He was crying.
"Hey, are you okay?"
asked Blast. The plane shot up and wiped the tears from his eyes with his windshield wipers.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Sorry,"
said the plane.
"Don't be sorry."
Blast sat down next to the little plane.
"I just had a really bad day." "Well, if it makes you feel any better, so did I."
The plane looked surprised.
"Really?"
"Yeah. I'm supposed to perform in the New Year's Eve show with the other fireworks, but I can't because I have stage fright."
The plane's big blue eyes lit up.
"Me too!"
Blast raised his sparkly eyebrows in shock.
I'm supposed to perform in the New Year's Eve show with all the other planes and do skywriting, but I'm too nervous to perform in front of a crowd. I keep getting up there and just drawing a straight line. See?"
The plane took off. He made a perfectly straight line in the sky and nothing else.
"I was trying to write the word happy."
Blast and the plane both chuckled.
I just wish I didn't get so nervous. Believe it or not, I'm actually really good at skywriting when no one is around.
Feeling less alone, Blast started to perk up. It seemed like the plane was feeling better too.
"You know, I've always just practiced alone, but maybe if I had a friend to practice with."
The plane took off into the air with excitement. He did a small loop above Blast before returning to where they were sitting.
"That's a great idea. I can't practice with my plane friends or family because they're all too good. It makes me nervous. We can practice our separate routines at the same time. That way, we aren't really watching each other, but we're still technically performing in front of someone else. But we should get to it. The big show is tomorrow. I'm Bowie, by the way. I'm Blast."
Bowie and Blast wiggled and jiggled to release all the nervousness from their bodies. Then they turned their backs to each other and counted down.
3, 2, 1.
Bowie and Blast hurtled themselves into the air. They flipped and spun and performed their routines perfectly. After a few minutes of expertly executed choreography, the pair descended to the ground.
"Well, that's the best I've ever done it,"
said Bowie. Blast excitedly nodded in agreement. The pair continued to practice until they got dizzy. They were determined to perform in tomorrow night's show. By midnight, they were totally exhausted, but as happy as could be.
"We should get some sleep before the big performance,"
said Blast.
"Good idea. Well, I'll see you here tomorrow,"
said Bowie as he whizzed off. Blast fizzled and crackled to catch Bowie's eye.
"Hey, Bowie."
Bowie stopped and looked back.
"Thanks for being a good friend."
Blast and Bowie smiled at each other and zoomed into the night. When Blast got home, he was so excited, not just about performing, but also about his new friend. This was the first time that Blast had felt excited about New Year's Eve. After washing his face and brushing his teeth, Blast jumped into bed and shut his eyes. Before long, he was asleep and dreaming of the big show. He saw himself performing seamlessly with the group. Just like his firework friends and family, he turned the sky blue and green and purple and gold.
Blast leapt out of bed and ran downstairs. Glow and Boom were sitting at the table enjoying their breakfast. Blast bolted up to them confidently.
I will be performing at the New Year's Eve Sky Spectacular tonight, announced Blast.
Boom and Glow exchanged a look.
Are you sure?
Asked Blast's dad.
Very sure. I've been practicing.
Blast smirked at his family and took a big bite of toast.
Oh, that's great, Blast. Thanks, Glow. Well, I have to go practice some more now. See ya.
Blast dashed out the front door, leaving his dad and sister perplexed. He hurried to the same spot where he met Bowie, who was already there waiting for him.
Hey, Blast! Okay, so today I have an idea. I think we should perform our routines for each other. I've never felt better about my skywriting, and I want to show you.
Blast was touched. Bowie trusted him so much that he wanted Blast to see his work.
Let's do it!
Cheered Blast. From morning till night, Blast and Bowie took turns doing their sky dances. Each practice round was better than the last. There was no doubt about it. They were totally prepared for the show. After practice, they flew to the arena where the show was taking place. The seats were packed with people, waiting to see an incredible night of sky performances. First, there was a balloon show. Then, a kite routine. Before long, it was time for Bowie to line up with the other planes. Before Bowie got in line, Blast hugged him.
Good luck, Bowie. Show him what you got.
Blast scooted backstage. The fireworks would be on immediately after the planes. As Blast waited for Bowie to reach cruising altitude, he began to feel his nerves creeping back in. What if he messed up? What if he got stage fright again? Was Bowie nervous too? Bowie's music had started. It was his turn. But instead of writing the word happy in the sky like they had practiced, he just hovered above everyone. The audience waited, but Bowie wasn't doing anything. The crowd started to get restless.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hurry up.
Bowie zipped down to Earth. Blast ran over to meet him.
What's going on?
Asked Blast.
I don't think I can do this,
muttered Bowie, as his eyes started to well up with tears.
Just do it like we practiced.
Oh, I can't. I can't do it.
Blast knew there was only one thing left to do.
Let's do it together.
What? How?
Let's go up there and do our routines at the same time. It's not what they're expecting, but sometimes the unexpected can be great.
Bowie and Blast locked eyes, a small smile forming on both of their faces.
3, 2, 1.
They shot up into the sky and began their routines at the exact same time. Everyone was astonished. Two different acts had never been performed together like this. The crowd watched as Bowie zoomed around, spelling out full sentences, and Blast made colorful shapes out of thin air. After their dances were complete, they struck their final poses. Bowie with his wings in the air, and Blast with sparkles going off on either side of him. The crowd was quiet. Bowie looked at Blast and whispered,
"Doesn't matter if they liked it. We did it, and that's what matters."
Everyone broke out into wild applause.
They loved it.
Blast and Bowie floated down from the sky.
"What a show, boys,"
said Blast's dad. The younger planes excitedly ran over to Bowie.
"That was awesome. Can you teach us to do that?"
Not only did everyone love the show, they were thrilled that Bowie and Blast overcame their fears and were able to perform.
"Hey, guys."
Someone called out from behind them. They turned to see Flyer, one of the kites. She was standing with all the other kites and balloons from the show.
It was really cool that you two performed together. We were wondering if maybe we could all perform together.
Blast and Bowie were blown away by the question.
Of course we can.
Blast looked over at Bowie, who was looking at him with a knowing smile.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Blast, the Shy Firework, written by Jordan Myrick. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Aaron May. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.